Hello, everyone. This is Thomas Logan from Equal Entry, here with Ken Nakata of Converge Accessibility. In this episode of Alley Insights, we're talking about the op-ed that came from California, talking about the concern of frivolous accessibility lawsuits and their impact on small businesses. And we're also going to be looking at a citizen response to this proposed new law. So this is all about a request for a time to fix period to be introduced into California law. So Ken, could you give us an idea of like what a time to fix period is and what that means?
Sure. This is a recurring issue in the ADA and in accessibility laws, where businesses want to have a time to fix after they get a demand letter so they can go and fix the problem and not incur any damages. And only if they exceed that time to fix period would they be subject to actually any damages or attorney's fees.
I found an example in the article that Cesar Pascal, he was the owner of a San Jose Mexican restaurant. He got hit with a disability lawsuit about 6 years ago. And he's saying that he spent about $17,000 to settle the lawsuit. Sounds like a lot of money to me. What do you think about that price?
That sounds pretty typical in California. That's just the way litigation works, unfortunately. I was just working on a case where it was a web accessibility case, and it's another serial plaintiff, but in order to make him go away, it's going to cost about three times that much money. So it all depends.
And I think the whole idea here of introducing this time to fix period, it's a request coming to a local chamber of commerce, San Jose-based downtown business association, but it also would be a law going California-wide, is my understanding of what's being proposed. And it sounds like the proposal would be 120 days to correct an alleged violation. For example, if you're told that you don't have a ramp, then you would have 120 days to remedy that.
Yeah, exactly. They would have 120 days to fix the problem. And if they fix the problem in that time period, then they wouldn't have to pay any damages or any attorney's fees to get rid of the problem.
Without this law changing, then you would be on the hook if you received this demand letter immediately.
Yeah, a California business would ordinarily be immediately subject to some sort of damages unless they prevailed. So if it was really frivolous and they ended up in litigation, then they could actually win back all of their fees. But chances of that happening are pretty unlikely because there probably is a barrier in the facility. And the plaintiff probably did encounter that barrier and it needed to be resolved. So they're already immediately looking at paying out some money in order to make that plaintiff go away.
I think your point too is that at this point in the physical world and thinking about Americans with Disabilities Act, it's not something that people should be surprised by. This has been a known thing for many, many, many years.
Exactly. The ADA has been around since 1990, so that's 34 years now. And businesses are pretty well on notice that physical accessibility is one of those basic things that businesses should be worried about. And if they claim that they're just blindsided by an accessibility lawsuit against them, I think that's a little bit deceptive, for lack of a better word, because it's disingenuous, because they should have known by now that they should have their facility checked to make sure that it's actually physically accessible. And I draw a distinction between this and web accessibility cases, because web accessibility is a relatively new thing and businesses really don't know that websites have to be accessible. And so if they ask their web developer to create a website for them, they don't think that there's going to be any problem for accessibility because it's not a big issue. It's not a big issue in terms of their awareness. It's obviously a big issue in the disability community. This kind of waiting period laws, I'm really not a fan of, even though I understand why businesses would want it. But it's in the web accessibility world, I think it actually makes more sense. There's less push for that for some strange reason.
In the web accessibility world, 120 days, it could be a totally new website after 120 days of notice, but that's a whole other discussion topic for another time. Back to the case at hand in San Jose, I think it was interesting to note that there was a op-ed from Michelle Mashburn, who is a San Jose resident and disability advocate, equity and inclusion consultant trainer. She mentioned that as a resident of San Jose, she's against this time to fix period because pretty much for those exact reasons, the expectation is as a person with a disability living in the community, you want to be able to access the goods and services in that community. She mentioned two interesting programs in San Jose that show a different way of addressing the issue. There is a idea of something called a Certified Access Specialist, a CASP, property inspection. So these are people that can assess whether or not you are in compliance with the ADA. And there's also now a grant program called the Disability Access Improvement Grant Program, where you can apply to receive funding, both to have your inspection and potentially to make modifications. So what are your thoughts on those types of programs in cities?
Obviously, I'm in favor of them. California is an interesting place because they have very rigid accessibility codes, and they actually go beyond a lot of the nationwide accessibility standards. And so in California, you actually have these certified accessibility specialists that you don't have in other states. So getting a CASP professional to come and actually evaluate your site is a fantastic idea. If I were a small business owner that had a bricks and mortar shop in California, that's probably one of the first things I would do. In fact, I'd probably do that before I ever even bought a property, is to have that done. The problem is that people don't know that that's something that's available. So there's education around having to get people to know that those resources are available. And then as far as the funding is concerned, yeah, it makes perfect sense that you want to have a state fund for helping to defray the costs of making things accessible. Presumably, you only have to do that once in a facility. So if you ever move, then the next person who gets that facility is going to, those benefits are going to also near to their benefit. I also think that there's some federal tax credits or deductions that are available for when you're making those kinds of changes for a business. There are plenty of resources out there. And again, that's another reason why it doesn't make sense to have these time to wait or time to file legislation.
I would note too, I know a lot of our audience is coming from the digital world, but wanted to point out it's pretty interesting to see the list of certified access specialists. As Ken mentioned, this is unique to California. It looks like there's over 900 people that have this ability to perform the audits. And it is something interesting, I think, to look at and learn from, just even for thinking about digital, to see that the state maintains a resource of people approved to perform these inspections. And to your point, people need to go and find out that this resource is here. But obviously, with over 900 people available to do this work, it looks to be lots of options to have the testing performed. So I think that's great too. That's a resource and maybe something to learn from for digital.
Yeah, I think that Texas is also doing something somewhat similar to that. So there are different initiatives around the country. California seems to be where so many of the lawsuits are happening that I think that this kind of program in California makes even more sense.
We'd love to hear from you. What did you think of time to wait or time to fix periods and notifications? Please add your comments and we'll be happy to respond. Thank you so much for your time, and we will see you in our next episode.